The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily Podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Thursday, July 30th. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single-game tickets are officially on sale to the public today. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. For today's podcast, I sat down with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to preview the Texans' defensive backs. This is another segment in our series of interviews previewing each position group before training camp.
Hi, Texans fans. I'm Christina Gonzalez, sitting here with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, as we preview each position group before we head into training camp. Let's discuss the secondary. Dante Robinson hasn't showed up yet in any of the offseason activities. What kind of role do you expect him to play in 2009?
I expect him to be a starting cornerback on this team in 2009, and I would hope that he would get in time to be starting against the Jets on opening day, because that's the whole objective here. Preseason games, as we all know, not as important. What is important, though, is that he gets in with enough time left in practices to be ready to go for opening day, so they don't have to limit his snaps against the New York Jets. So you'd love to see that, but clearly you want to see the most out of Dante a full season. He was so good when he came back last year.
So who would you say is the Texans' nickel cornerback?
Well, there's going to be a competition for it, but Fred Bennett looks good. You'd love to see Antoine Molden compete for this position. Banged up last year, trying his hardest to be healthy for training camp. I think it's interesting with Glover Quinn, drafted in the fourth round. They really liked him in OTAs, but again, we're talking about players running around in shorts in May and June. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out with the nickel corner spot. But Glover Quinn, I think, is going to be heard from on this team later, if not sooner.
How about our safety position? Who do you think is going to come out on top there?
Well, Eugene Wilson was so effective when he made the lineup on a regular basis. He makes plays. He's just got that ability about him where he's around the ball. He tends to be in the right place at the right time. Nick Ferguson, a veteran who can also be very effective. But then you look at Dominique Barber, younger player. You want to see what his potential is going to flesh out to be. Troy Nolan, who they drafted in the seventh round, he's one of those right place, right time kind of guys, at least based on his college play and based on what we've seen so far in these offseason practices. So, again, this is what training camp is all about, when the young guys tend to step up and be noticed and announce that they're ready for the National Football League. Let's see what happens at safety.
Well, the secondary position will definitely be a good position to watch in training camp.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. And remember, training camp begins tomorrow. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,